Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Welcome, welcome,
River, Virginia. Today is going to be all boys band. All boys band. Little Anthony and the Imperials. Jackson 5. Boys and men. Sky. Let's get started with two occasions, a little more time, As Long As You Love Me, the first three, boys band.
true? Tell me, can this be real? How can I put into words what I feel? My life was complete. I thought I was whole. Why do I feel like I'm losing control? I never thought that love could feel like this. And then you changed my world with just one kiss. How can it be that right here with me there's an angel? It's a miracle.
Your love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time on you.
I know what it's gonna take.
What?
That one kiss goodnight.
That's it.
Girl, to make it last, I'll do that's not possible. Tell me, can you ever afford?
I like him.
Yeah.
your problems, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it together.
How could you love me? right now. I'm just in so much pain, baby, because you just won't come back to me, will you? Just come back to me. Yes, baby, my heart is lonely. My heart hurts, baby. Yes, I feel pain too. Baby, please.
Although we go, still we can love the road. Still I can't. Can you picture my lady? This empty thing. There's no me or no you. What will we do? An awful sight to me. If I ever lose you, tell me where will I go? Life would have no meaning. And I pray that you would always stay with me.
You and I
would never fall apart, baby. Yeah, yeah.
You and I
couldn't even move back from the start.
Hard to say goodbye. And I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine and the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
I'm here, G, and I can't agree more with what you just said. You know, I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it. I was like you. We saw that Hampton upset, you know, a number two seed getting knocked off by a 15 seed. You know, all the excitement was drained from that because it was like, we'll make sure y'all never do that again. And that's the mindset. That's the mindset that's running in these tournaments now.
Yep.
And we remember when Appalachian State upset Michigan in football. They made
the
sure they never let them
do it.
That's right. They have treated them with impunity since. That one moment went for naught. And the tournament and who gets in is decided in the same manner. And you can't call the tournament if you already know who you want in it and who you don't want in it.
Yep.
They're indulging black schools with BS. And because of that, you get results like what you got in the tournament draw.
I remember back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Thursday. The NCAA refused to even allow black schools in the tournament. I remember that. And the black schools said, okay, you know what I'm saying? We'll have our own tournament. Oh, okay, we'll get you in.
I don't got that.
Now it's like, well, we'll get you in, but under our conditions.
Of course. That's why we're letting you in. You know, I'm not trying to be facetious, but they have made it really clear that just like the song we heard, you know, it's time to say goodbye to yesterday, today, to yesterday, today and tomorrow. We don't want you to even think about it. We don't, we tolerate, and this is the thing that always something that we as journalists have to walk the line with. We are tolerated, you know. They don't really want us there, but they can't get not out to such a degree that it was like, oh, forget you. You know, they don't even want us there. And that want is respected every time you show up. Yep.
The SIAC, the CIAA, WNWAC, and ABAC.
Yep.
See the two hands and say, okay, we're done. We're 24/7 a day. And the reason why we're 24/7 a day is because we were all alone.
It's not going to happen as much as I want to see.
The league writing.
Uh-huh.
The Negro League, they didn't like that because they saw what was going on in the Negro League.
Yeah.
They broke it up.
I would like to see it, Gary, but you know, altruistically, they can give a rat's ass. They don't want black schools to prosper. And really, they don't want black athletes to prosper. You know, it just happens that the numbers and the needs of the business dictate that they have X number of black athletes in the mix so that they're behind these in the seats and eyeballs watching this game on TV. But they really don't want us there. You know, not that I want to take away from the music and stuff, but that is the beginning and the end of all of this. You know, this is our end of the road when it comes to these tournaments. You know,
well, I tell you, Michael, I stopped watching the election show about 3 years ago. I stopped watching.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because of what was going on. I said, I'm not watching this.
We know it's all bull. And we know, think about this. Just like we talk about certain athletes who move up the chart during the draft because they maybe slid a payment underneath to somebody. We see the same thing here. You know, the SIDs of all the schools, certain schools, are making sure that they ease the path for their school and their athletes to get in. I mean, that's not speculation. That's fact, you know. We haven't seen it hardcore laid down, but I can tell you it's fact. I'm not.
Well, I can tell you this. 20 years ago, nobody knew who Gonzaga was.
Yes.
Nobody knew where Gonzaga was.
Right.
Today, Gonzaga is the number one team in the tournament.
That's true.
Let me repeat that again. Let me repeat that again. 20 years ago, nobody knew where Gonzaga was. Nobody knew who Gonzaga was. And now, today, this day, the number one team in America.
I agree. I think it was either you or Patrick Farrar who talked about how Gonzaga came out of nowhere with Spokane and developed a program from word go, and it blew up. You know, they were just patient with it. Year after year after year, they invested in it, and next thing you know, it's in the top 10.
And now, number one.
Well, to go back to the original point, I really don't care about seeing the number one team when I know there was work done to make sure that there wouldn't be full participation by black schools. And if a black school got in, they'd have to play their way in as opposed to earning a spot in the tournament. And who gets to decide that? Not other black people. No. The white officials of the NCAA who are going to make buku bucks between the Super Bowl and the NCAAs, There's about $20 billion that will have been spent by the time they get to the Final Four. That's a lot of cash.
My school, Southern Illinois University,
mm-hmm.
is a mid-major.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-majors for years have been knocking on the door. They can't get in. This year, SIU ladies lost quarterfinals.
You don't have enough to join the club. Cash, that is. I mean,
they have a 21-4 record.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and I know, SIU will not be going to the dance this week.
That's right.
They'll be going to AIT.
Yep.
With a 21-4 record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that wouldn't be the first time. It wouldn't be the first time. I know your Lady Salukis should well deserve a spot in the big tournament, but just how much do they generate as a mid-major?
Did not travel well. That's why they're going to do what they're going to do.
Regardless of whether they travel well or not, they're looking at the size of their student contingent and they're looking at the size of their wallets collectively. This is not, even if it's a good program, it's not a program that travels. And when I say travels, you know what I mean. I'm talking about money. How many Baha'is are you bringing with you when you come to see the game on the court?
That's
what we're talking about. And if they don't have those butts, they don't go. The women's tournament has fallen to the same dick-dastly type of atmosphere that the men's tournament has.
Because they play in the top seed home. The men's tournament, at least you're in neutral court.
That's true.
You had to go to number one seed court. I think that's unfair.
That's right. I agree. No, you're right there. But having said that, you're still stuck with the reality that they're not going to show you the best teams.
No,
they're going to let you know who got in and who fits the needs of the business. That's what this tournament is about now. It is not about Cinderella with the red out heels coming in the guise of the Lady Flukies or anybody else. It's like, can you come in and handle your business? And the Lady Flukies will not get a chance to answer that. That's right. They won't get the chance to answer that because they won't be in the game.
Yeah. What do you got cooking? What do you got cooking with that?
Well, brother, spring is in the air, even though it's a little cool right now. So we're going to welcome some folks in with some welcome back funk. You know, some early signs that it's like, It's getting to that point where, you know, by the end of the week, you'll have on your light shirt. It'll be in the 70s. You'll be reminded that, yes, we got something to look forward to. So let the music reflect it with some funk at the top of the hour.
All right. Thank you, my brother. I'll be talking to you on Wednesday. We're going to get down to Sandy on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Alright.
Thank you. We're gonna get back on this record and hurt so bad. I can love you like that, and I swear. I know you don't know what I'm going through. Standing here looking at you.
you stay and let me make it up to you. I'll do anything you want me to. You love me before.
Show you. know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my heart, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears, and though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there, for better or worse, till death do us part. I'll love you with every beat of my heart.
I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care.
Tell me who- So you secured the back and you secured all the windows? Great job, guys. Miss Sparks, you're perfectly safe now.
Actually, I feel very safe.
Why don't I show you how this works? Push this button and you punch in any number that you feel comfortable with. Okay, it's easy.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
Can I offer you something to drink?
Listen, I really would love to, but I have some other jobs to attend to. Maybe another time? I do know you're gone. Hey, if you ever need me, I mean for the system that is, just give me a call.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate all through the night.
Pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command.
I submit to your demands. I will.
Girl, you need only if I'll make love to you, like you.
what a happening.
Think of anything but you. And Walk past me, you don't even know that I exist.
Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart. We've been together for a long time, baby. Do you have to leave? I just can't live without you. So listen to me.
I've just been in the hospital. I just had surgery Thursday on my throat, thyroid glands. I had 3.5 of them removed, so I'm still under the, I'm just in recovery. Just got home Friday.
I hope you're doing well.
Well,
they do good, you know.
Yeah, it's a slow process. I'm at the home recovering. I didn't know you were on. I was trying to catch it, and I just, you know, had got on the computer and saw you were on. And then I looked, it was like only 18 more minutes to go in the show.
I'm gonna do a repeat tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
You say tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, Monday, yeah. Mm.
Okay. Four o'clock, my time, or what?
Repeat, yeah.
Okay, all right.
You think you're good? Again.
Okay, then, all right. Thank you so much, and enjoy the program. What I did here was very good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I gotta do better.
I know you do. I can't talk too good, but I'm talking enough because I want to. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, too. Thank you for coming.
Bye bye.
All right. That's the last song tonight. Still loving you. Hope you have a good week, and tomorrow night, at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 East, we will do it again, the boys' band.
Your friends got you thinking, and it's affecting you.
Don't listen, baby.
What can I do, girl? Oh, in love, girl.
Wait for this moment.
And I don't know what to do, cause I don't wanna lose you. No. What would I do without your love? Baby, heaven sent from above. So you don't. I know in my heart that my life isn't